Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks or a disorganized closet or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects. And say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician-recommended brand.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. You could be here in Georgia with me. You could be on the West Coast. You could be in Canada, still waiting and hoping for a Stanley Cup. You could be in New York with super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down for us on the boards. You could be in Mars, on Mars. I don't care where you're at. Thank you for hanging out, okay? This is when the show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. What's today? Tuesday? I hope you've had an amazing Tuesday. The show gets started at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, you don't have to do anything. Just utilize your voice, exercise your vocal cords, and ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Congratulations to the Florida Panthers for not choking last night. Yeah, they ended up beating Edmonton 2-1. They held on to win, and they finally win the Stanley Cup. Good for them. I see the Stanley Cup is already hanging out at the beach. We'll talk about those champions momentarily. Congratulations also to Tennessee. They're a baseball team. They won the World Series. It's just a bunch of winners. The Celtics win last week, last night. We get a college baseball champion. We get a hockey champion. We got guys getting drafted. Damn it, it's Hickey to draft. The NBA draft is tomorrow.
Tomorrow. I know you're excited for it.
Oh, my God. Are the guys getting drafted? Are they excited? They are, right? They got to be. I would hope. Sheesh. What a day. Well, anyway, we're going to talk about some champions. Talk some football, talk some baseball, talk some NFL. We got a lot to get into. Hey, we even got a guest coming up next hour. Bill Lindsay's going to join us to talk about the Florida Panthers and their championship, something that it took them about 30 years to go out and do. Congratulations to all the real hockey fans down in South Florida. I know it sounds crazy. They took the cup to the beach today. It was at the beach. Where the hell else are you going to put it? In a swamp? Congratulations. A matter of fact, let's show love to the winners. And then we'll talk about Edmonton. If you happen to be of a certain age, you remember when the Oilers were basically running the NHL, so I don't necessarily feel bad for them. But for a baby of a franchise with the Panthers, 30 years, 3 appearances, and this time, they almost choked. Let's listen to the final call last night. Hey, it is Bill Lindsay, Doug Plagens from the Panthers Radio Network.
Fans to their feet. Bouchard, pass missed Dreisaitl. Down to our right, Forsling in the corner. He'll try and hold this. 10 seconds left. 2-1 Panthers. A dream 30 years in the making is a reality. Whoa! The Florida Panthers have won the Stanley Cup.
Lord Stanley is coming home. You always will have a place in South Florida. Oh, my God.
The Panthers have won the Stanley Cup for the first time in franchise history.
Yeah!
Start the celebration, South Florida. The Panthers have done it.
Stanley Cup champions!
Oh, man. Hickey, I need some advice for when Bill joins us. I need to figure out how I need to be that excited about something in life. I haven't found it yet, but I need to.
There's not one thing, huh? Like if your supermarket has, like, you know, your favorite food, or I don't know, if the Knicks or the Jets win the Super Bowl, you don't think you'll be sounding like Bill Lindsay?
If the Jets win the Super Bowl, I'm going to cry. and it's going to be tears. It's not even going to be like tears of joy. It's going to be tears of laughter. Like, what a joke. Like, these bums actually finally won. I'm gonna take a shot and I'm just going to laugh. Because it's going to be hilarious to me. Because they've been a joke forever, and they finally won. I couldn't even be ecstatic if they did that. And the Knicks, I feel the same way. I'd give the Knicks a hand. I'd give them a hand clap. The Jets, I'd laugh, realistically. Anyway, congratulations to the Panthers. And congratulations to Paul Maurice, the head coach of the Florida Panthers. I know I made some jokes yesterday. He had some comments that he wanted to make about hey, we don't feel pressure. Yeah, sure, we had to fly to Edmonton, take a loss, fly back to Florida. Game 7, the whole season, our whole everything is on the line, so we'd be known as choke artists. He said that they were not worried about it. This man is now 5-0 in his coaching career when it comes down to Game 7s. And people were just, I guess they were in awe of his words after the game on the ice. Because the man was bringing people to tears. He was so realistic. He spoke to ESPN afterwards, and he talked about what makes these Florida Panthers special.
I got off the phone with them the summer I took the job, and I kept telling my wife, these guys are different. It's the way they treat each other. They love each other. It starts with Barkov, and it filters down. So we have 9 new guys on this year, and then we brought in Okposo and Tarasenko. And you can't tell they haven't been here 10 years. So they got nothing to do with the coach, nothing to do with that. That room has been special since day one.
It's nice when teammates get along, right? Well, it's nice for me when they hate each other's guts, but it's nice when they get along. And when you're winning, everybody gets along, right? Paul Maurice continued on. He was chatting it up with Scott Van Pelt. And he was saying as the game started to wind down, they were in the third period, they got that 2-1 lead, things are starting to get helter-skelter. He said, man, I wanted to just take it all in and savor the time.
We talk about this from training camp on, when there's 8 minutes left to go in the third period in the deciding game. If we've got this right, we're saying, I hope the clock slows down, not speeds up.
What do you mean by that?
To be present, to be in the moment. I don't want that thing to go. I don't want the game to end like that. I'm not wishing for this thing to be over so we can call ourselves Stanley Cup champions. I want to live the moment that we're in. I'm never, very probably ever getting a Game 7 Stanley Cup final ever in my life again. I don't want it to speed up. I want it to slow down.
Hickey, that's how I live my life every day. I just want to be alive, Hickey. I just want to take it all in. Just want to be alive. And it is so cool. And they say this, and it's not a cliche. Like, I really, really get into hockey around the playoffs, around the time that they get ready for the Stanley Cup Finals. Okay, I can go through the whole year and check in on what's going on and who's winning and who sucks and what have you. But there's nothing like the Stanley Cup Finals. Nothing. The award presentation and giving away the cup and then passing the cup around before they start drinking out of it and skating on the ice. It's a cool sight. It's a cool trophy. Hickey, you ever seen the Stanley Cup up close?
No, never have. Have you?
Yeah, I'll share out a picture. I'll tweet it out in the break. I saw it at all places at Yankee Stadium. Odd, right?
To just where you would expect it to be, right?
Yeah, well, listen. Yankees got, what, 27 of these things? Why not?
Pieces of metal, as some people would call them.
Yeah, the other stupid commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. Yeah, Gary Bettman didn't get booed as much as I thought he would last night, so good on him. And, yeah, they had the Stanley Cup, and they had an opportunity to skate around and hoist it, and it's just a cool scene. I love it. And so Paul Maurice, you just heard what he said. This is probably an experience that he will never have in his life. I'm sure he didn't want to experience a Game 7 the way he did, but this is his description of hoisting that almost 40-pound cup.
Well, I said some unkind things to the Stanley Cup because I had to chase it for so long. And then I closed my eyes and I wanted to feel it. I wasn't going to remember a lot of things, but I'll never forget the weight of it and how it felt. And then I opened my eyes and all the players were in front of me smiling. And that's when the profanity came out, because that line I use in that room all the time.
Profanity. Okay. I know a thing or two about profanity, not here on the radio, definitely, but I know a thing or two about that. And so after all of the traveling, after all the ups and then downs, the Panthers are your Stanley Cup champs. Last year, they had to get smacked around by Vegas. The last time the Florida Panthers went to the Stanley Cup Finals, they were still in their infancy. They were babies. This is a 30-year-old franchise. We got to go back to 1996. Colorado beat them, the Avalanche. And this year, it gave everybody a heart attack. They went up 3-0 in the Stanley Cup Finals. Every game thinking that this is going to be it. This is going to be it. We're going to finish it. This is going to be it. Just to get basically blown out and disappointed every single game. Too much traveling. I mean, on Friday, they lose 5-1 in Edmonton, have to fly back to Florida as losers and come out on top. Last night, for a little while, it was kind of treacherous there. It's like a 1-1 tie. And Florida scores again, another goal in the second period. It's now 2-1, and they held on. So for all the damn heart attacks that we got, or at least I got, and all the travel that I thought about, for whatever reason, well, Florida is good when they got a lead. May not be a series lead, but Florida is good when they're in control of a game. They were 44-0-3 entering last night when they led after two periods. Okay? 44-0-3. I don't know what it is about a game in particular. They know how to hold the lead. They disappointed the hell out of me most certainly when they went up 3-0 and allowed Edmonton to come back and tie it at 3-0. But now it's done. The NHL can continue to move on and think about the Hall of Fame and free agency and guys are getting traded and the Stanley Cup is already on the beach. I can't imagine where else it's going to go. It'll be in a beach, be in the back of some guy's truck. It'll get passed around at a bar. And that poor guy who wears the gloves, who has to just watch it all the damn time. Hickey, does that guy come? I've seen him, too. He's there with the cup. He comes out. He wheels it out in his big, you know, what do you call it?
Like a chest?
A chest container with the soft stuff and all the stickers and the airport stuff. And he opens that sucker up. He slides it to the side, and you can't just put the Stanley Cup on just any table. You know that, right?
It has its own. Wait, what?
You just can't put it on a table.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It has its own table with its own, you know, dressing on it. So you just can't put it down on any table.
Wow, interesting.
Stanley Cup, man. Now, what I will say, I don't recall it having security, but of course there's security with the cup, right? With that guy with the white hair?
At least before it's given, right? And then I think once, and like the Panthers win, for example, I mean, I don't think he's following the cup everywhere it goes, right?
Good question.
It went some places last night and this morning where
good question.
You're security, I guess you hopefully had your coffee.
What are they? But they, that, I know that guy, he doesn't even have a name. I hope he gets paid good money. Probably does. I know he's the keeper of the cup. Like, that's what he is. Could you imagine this guy at, I don't know where he lives. Maybe he does Canadian Thanksgiving. I don't know. Let's assume he's American. Could you imagine you ask this dude what he does for a living? He says, I'm the keeper of the cup. You go, man, get your ass out of here. Like, what in the Lord of the Rings? You are a Lord of the Rings character? What do you mean you're the keeper of the cup? He's like, I carry around the Stanley Cup. Now, to your point, I guess he just does it all season long for marketing and promotional purposes. And so maybe the rest of the year he just works in the NHL scheduling department. I don't know. But I'm going to find out, because that's a hell of a job. The NBA doesn't have a damn guy who carries around the Larry O'Brien. And they have certainly tried to hype the hell out of that. All of a sudden, the Larry O'Brien trophy is with every celebrity at every concert. It's just like, it's not the Stanley Cup. Sorry. And the Vince Lombardi, what's cool about the Vince Lombardi trophy? I can't think of anything. Tom Brady almost threw it into the bay in Tampa. Like, how special. Hickey, there's a demented part of me that wishes that he missed.
the gold rush, or the search that would go on for people to find that thing.
That would have been one of the most memorable, like, things in sports history. Could you imagine? Could you imagine?
I imagine they didn't find it. It's just, like, down there somewhere.
Oh,
like,
no. They'd find. Come on. If you could send billionaire idiots down to the Titanic, I think we'd be able to go down to the bay and fish out the Vince Lombardi. Tom Brady would have to pay for it. I think he could.
Be a great folklore story, though.
That story would live on. That'd be like Babe Ruth calling his shot. I didn't see it. You didn't see it. There's not a human being alive that has seen it, but it happened. 100 years from now, people could look at Tom Brady. And at that point, who knows, 100 years, it may not be an NFL. You know, Tom Brady might be like Babe Ruth. He may be washed up in comparison to people who come after. But people will always remember because they can watch it. This is one of the greatest of all time. And he just threw the trophy into the bay. And Stanley Cup intentionally hit the Atlantic Ocean today. Well, that's because the Panthers represent Southern Florida. So why not? I'm sure it'll see some clubs and some bars, restaurants, and some other things that might be inappropriate. Congratulations to the Florida Panthers. In Edmonton, if you're old enough, y'all will be okay. All right? Y'all, I know it's been since 1990, but y'all will be okay. Let the baby franchise here, let the 30-year-old franchise celebrate their cup. The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. You heard the enthusiasm from the Panthers Radio Network. Bill Lindsay is going to join us next hour. We'll talk about the enthusiasm, where the cup is going to go, how it took so long, why it took so long. We got a lot to get into. So Bill Lindsay will join us next hour. To the shock of no one, after hiring J.J. Redick, the Los Angeles Lakers apparently are all in on LeBron James. What a shock. The NBA draft is tomorrow. Klay Thompson, it looks like he has some options when it comes down to free agency. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Toronto Blue Jays are going nowhere. And Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is open to being a New York Yankee? What? Fill me in on that one. That's kind of weird. We got a lot to get into. You want to talk to me? It's simple. 855-212-4227. You know what? And when we come back on the other side of the break, the Panthers, they were not the only team to win and win big last night. I'm going to tell you about a team that wears orange on the other side of the break. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Welcome.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks or a disorganized closet or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We talked about the Florida Panthers winning the Stanley Cup last night over the Edmonton Oilers despite taking a 3-0 series lead and then blowing it, forcing a Game 7 to win it all. They're not the only team that won it all last night. Congratulations to the Tennessee Volunteers. They beat Texas A&M. The final score last night was 6-5. This is the College Baseball World Series. The Volunteers, they win their first championship ever. Okay, in baseball. I think it's been about 15 to 20 years since they last won anything worth a damn. They won the series overall over Texas A&M 2-1. And a matter of fact, these Volunteers on the baseball side, they haven't been to a finals. They haven't been to a championship since 1951. If you remember that, then good for you. I also think you'd have to be in Tennessee to care, but congratulations anyway. Now, having said that, this was a big deal for their manager. We talk about the big money in basketball. You got J.J. Redick getting $8 million a year. You got a guy in Monty Williams who's going to get $65 million over, what, the next 6 years, 5 years to do nothing? This money matters when you're in college, right? Tony Vitello, He's the manager of the Tennessee Volunteers. This man got himself a bonus. $140,000 for winning the championship. Congratulations to him. He has a base salary of already about $390,000. And he just, I don't know, paid for part of his mortgage. I have no idea. $140,000, maybe that's when his kid's college tuition. I have no idea. This is what Tony Vitello had to say after winning the College World Series.
It hasn't set in yet. I don't know what's going on at all. I know there's a lot of people, though, that help build things up, including all the people that are still here in the stadium cheering on. So everybody deserves the right to celebrate. You got to fight for your right, and we won the right.
Man, you got to fight for it. Hickey, I was waiting for the end. You got to fight for your right to party. I was waiting for that.
Need Travis Kelce there to finish it off for him.
Yeah, and I feel bad that that's now been co-opted by Travis Kelce over the past few years when the Chiefs went. Anyway, Travis Kelce has to have a piece of everything, I guess. Tony Vitello continued on. Everybody can kiss the manager's backside, but the manager knows I ain't nothing without my players. I love them.
Pretty good. I mean, I'd like to be a rock star, but I can't sing where the crap. So, Stone Temple Pilots moment right there.
How proud are you of these guys?
It hasn't set in. I can't wait to show my love and gratitude for them for what they did after the season. You got to hold on to some things. But for now, again, it's surreal, and I'm just glad they're happy. And, again, have a mark with the trophy and 60 wins.
Man, they had 60 wins and 13 losses. Now, that's just handing out beatdowns. It would be a disappointment if they did not go out there and win the College World Series. How do you go 60 and 13 and then lose at the end? And so congratulations to the Volunteers. And, Hickey, I got to tell you this. I said it was about 15, 20 years since Tennessee last won anything. It was 2009. The sport, women's indoor track and field.
Oh, wow. I would have assumed basketball.
Yeah. It's been a minute. Been a minute. And all I mean, speaking of track and field, I can't remember the lady's first name. I think it's a thing moo. I think it's how you pronounce her name. Long distance. Hickey, did you see her trip and now she's basically done from the Olympics? She can't go to Paris?
I did see that. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, and they said it's at the discretion of USA Track and Field. And I get it. It's the U.S. Nationals and the championship. You would think that it would take into account more of an aggregate, but I do understand she took some time off. It's just crazy to think, and I don't know, maybe it's an American thing because we dominate in so many sports. And look, I don't have to watch the Olympics next month to know that when it comes down to medal count, it is likely going to be some type of fight between the United States of America and China, okay? And if this was a different time of the world, Russia would be up there. And so I don't know if America is just so used to winning anything that we just now have reached the point of, well, let's not just send our best athletes. Let's just use politics to send people out there, whether it's a thing moo or whether it happens to be Caitlin Clark or Angel Reese. I don't know. Maybe, Hickey, do you think we're too arrogant with the U.S. Olympic Committee? Like, what are we doing here? I thought you want to send the best to go whoop people.
You would think. I would agree with that philosophy. I mean, I don't know if the power's gone to the head of some people. I wish I had an answer for you. Like, because I'm with you. Like, come Olympics time, I want to see the USA take gold at every event. I don't want to be singing, seeing us lose or not putting our best foot forward. I wish I knew why, like you said, some of it's, whether it's developmental, political, whatever it may be, reasons why some people are on and some people are off.
We don't want to see any more redeemed teams put together. No more of that stuff. I think it was on that losing squad out in Sydney. Off the top of my head, I know why does Stephon Marbury have to be on the losing team?
Like Stephon, why is he top of the mind too for you?
I don't know. I'm thinking about because that I felt that team was so bad. It was just a bunch of guys they slapped together. They had young LeBron was on that team. I know young Wade was on that team. And then some of the older guys, I think Vince Carter was there. You had Allen Iverson and Stephon Marbury, and they didn't give a damn, I guess, about the younger guys. What was that? Year 2000 Sydney, 2000 Olympics basketball team. Let's call these losers out. Let's see what we got here. No, it couldn't have been 2000, right? No. Yeah, because LeBron wasn't even, he was still in high school at that time.
04?
04. Yeah, there you go. Had to be 04. Bronze. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at the first name to pop up. Scoring leader, Allen Iverson. Assist leader, Stephon Marbury. Yeah, it was in Athens. Bronze. Allen Iverson, Marbury, Dwayne Wade, Boozer, Carmelo, LeBron, Emeka Okafor. Wow. Sean Marion, Amari Stoudemire, Tim Duncan, Odom, and Richard Jefferson. You know what, all things considered, knowing that these the younger guys, the quote-unquote younger guys, the Dwayne Wades of the world, the LeBrons of the world, knowing that they just got into the league, I'm not shocked that they lost. And also, I hate to call this guy out, nobody likes Larry Brown, except for Allen Iverson, after the fact. But in the moment, nobody ever cared for Larry Brown. United States of America had to wait until 2008 to go, hey, let's bring in Kobe to fix this crap. So, yeah, just send the best people out to Paris. It doesn't matter if they're running, racing, jumping, or shooting. Knock the games off. United States of America should be out there whooping up on everybody. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, it's crazy. You win some, you lose some. And last night, the Edmonton Oilers, they lost the Stanley Cup. But they actually had somebody on the team who ended up being a winner, which was a rarity. I will explain on the other side of the break. Speaking of winners, and this is another type of Panthers. The Carolina Panthers actually won something. Hopefully it can translate onto the football field into the future. I will explain.
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need a brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
If you want jazz music, go to New Orleans. Bagels, New York. And for psychics, think California Psychics. You want the best, you go to the best. At California Psychics, home of free spirits and open minds, we know better than anyone what makes a good psychic. That's why we guarantee, if your reading is life-changing, it's free. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. And shout outs to Nas in Queensbridge, in Queens, New York, in New York City. But shout out to everybody, that's winning right now. Celtics win. Last night, Tennessee Volunteers win. Florida Panthers win. Even a guy on a losing team won. Yeah, you heard me correctly. The Florida Panthers beat Edmonton, and the Edmonton Oilers had a winner on their team. His name is Connor McDavid. Despite losing last night, not winning a Stanley Cup, not hoisting the cup or drinking out of it or taking it back to Edmonton, Connor McDavid walked away with a Conn Smythe trophy. Now, here's something that's different. For the Conn Smythe, it's not just an MVP award for the Stanley Cup Finals. No, the Conn Smythe is basically an MVP award for your performance throughout the entire playoffs. And in these playoffs, nobody was better than Connor McDavid. 42 points in the postseason. That's the fourth most in NHL history. behind a couple of guys named Gretzky and Lemieux, okay? And then, if you want to think about what he was able to do here in the Stanley Cup Finals, Connor McDavid, he had 11 of those 42 points here in the Stanley Cup Finals. And he's only behind some guy named Gretzky who played for the Oilers. He had 13 back in 1988. And so last night, before they handed out the cup, the one that everybody in Florida cared about, Gary Bettman stood around. He looked nervous. He was getting booed, as he typically does. And Gary Bettman announced that Connor McDavid won the Conn Smythe. The fans booed. The camera panned at the fans who looked angry and booed some more. It's like, get over it. You won a Stanley Cup. Do you need the MVP award as well? Like, give it to Connor McDavid. And in a hilarious scene, something that I think everybody could see was not going to happen, Connor McDavid was not coming back onto the ice to accept the award. What was he going to do? And so, by the way, he's only the sixth player ever to win the award on a losing team. That's crazy. Hickey, would you come back out to accept the award?
No, I don't think so. I think he did the right thing.
Like, what do you do? I mean, he'd have to, like, sashay out onto the ice and take the award and give everybody a middle finger on the way out? Like,
smile at the fans booing you? How does that work?
I guess NHL has no choice but to announce him winning it. And it's very rare that the guy winning it is going to be on a losing team. And so I guess it's just normal. And I guess Gary Bettman had no choice. It was just a little awkward for a minute as he was announced as the winner. And everybody's just like, boo. And Gary Bettman is standing around like, is he going to come out? It's like, no, man, the guy's not coming out the locker room. He just lost. What is that? That looks stupid every which way. And so after all of the celebrations, after all of the pomp and circumstance on the ice, after the cup was lapped over and over and over again, the players and everybody, obviously, they were in the back. And at that point, Connor McDavid, he accepted the award. And in an odd way, while in the background, the Panthers are celebrating in the same back, Connor McDavid was real short on his answers when it came down to winning the Conn Smythe.
Obviously, I guess an honor with the names on that trophy, but.
Yeah it's just, it feels good to just the names that are on the trophy. And I guess this is the question you have to ask a loser, right? Hey, Connor, how does it feel to lose game 7?
Sucks. Sucks. Yeah.
Hickey, do you have to ask that? Do you have, not you, of course, but do you have to ask that? Come on.
I mean, I don't hate the question, because then it can lead to maybe he has a great, I mean, look, obviously we got 5 seconds of it sucks, obvious. Some guys open up and say, you know, this hurts so much. What a great journey we had. I don't hate the question, and very fair answer.
Okay. All right. But is there another way to ask? Like, outside of, I'm trying to put my journalism hat on here. Not that I have one. But I'm just saying to myself, what could you ask to elicit the answer that you just gave? A little bit more of an in-depth answer. Not how do you feel. Like, what are your thoughts on the preparation and all the work you guys did to get up to this point? Is that also, it feels like every question after you lose like that, they're all stupid, I feel like.
You're right. There's no good question. I think that's definitely the answer there. I mean, maybe like looking back at the whole playoff run, Game 7, the Stanley Cup. I mean, I don't know what you asked him there. Like, you proud of it? I mean, I don't know. I don't know after those first few words what you say to try to get some sort of reaction.
He is a good one. After a tough loss like this. Or how do you move forward? What do you do? I don't know. There's no answer.
That's a good one.
Right? What do you do after this? You relax? Are you going to think about the offseason? Like, what are you doing? I mean, how do you feel? I just lost, man. Like, what do you think I feel like? Anyway, congratulations to Connor McDavid, only the sixth man to win the Conn Smythe MVP award basically for the entire postseason on a losing team. That's some great company that he's in. Mario Lemieux, Wayne Gretzky. That's something that I guess you appreciate eventually when Connor McDavid does walk away or have an opportunity to hoist, you know, that Stanley Cup. Good for him. He'll appreciate it. If I had one, it'd be right in the front of my house. Everybody can see it when they walk in. You may not want to do that right now, but yeah, good for him. Hickey, where'd they put that? On the bottom of the plane, right? They put it on the bottom?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. He actually does take it home with him. That's a great, yeah. I guess you're right. It's not sitting on his lap. I can promise you that.
They either ship it or they put it on the bottom of the plane. That was not sitting next to him. That would be an iconic photo if he had the Stanley Cup on one side, Conn Smythe on the other, but he goes home. He's just like, listen, no Stanley Cup, nothing at all. Good for Connor McDavid. He'll get his. He's still young. I don't even think he's past 30 yet, like 27, 28. Good for him. And speaking of winners, how about this? The Florida Panthers aren't the only Panthers that won big over the past 24 hours. The Carolina Panthers have won big as well. And how? Well, A, they're not playing football right now. B, they suck. C, they have a small quarterback who they hope, you know, shows up this season with some new weapons. They got a new coach, but they still have the same old owner in David Tepper who might show up to your restaurant and berate you, or he might throw a drink on you at his sporting event. And so how could the Carolina Panthers possibly win in June? Well, I want you to take a listen to this, courtesy of WBTV in Charlotte.
Tonight, all eyes were on Charlotte City Council as they made one of the largest funding decisions in the city's history. The proposal is to renovate the aging Bank of America Stadium, turning into what many would believe would be a world-class venue. But in order to do that, it'll cost money and lots of it. The project is estimated to cost over $1 billion, with the city responsible for most of the bill. In the end, the council voted to go ahead with the plan in a 7-3 vote.
The plan would see new seating, scoreboards, and a reimagined front gate resembling a neighborhood park rather than a generic Coliseum facade.
What? The Carolina Panthers win. David Tepper, who's worth $20 billion. David Tepper wins because he doesn't have to shell out $650 million. From the city of Charlotte, because the city of Charlotte is shelling it out. He doesn't have to do it. What a win. What a win. This is basically $800, and they don't have to pay for too much of it. He's going to put up 150, and the balance is coming from the city. Hickey, have you been down to that stadium in Charlotte? Have you seen it?
No, never have been.
Oh, my God. Bank of America, I'll tell you. It's antiquated, bro.
Really?
Oh, it's old. It's old. It is not falling apart at the seams old. They've done a good job putting up black and blue paint, you know, in places that need it. It's not dilapidated. It's not falling apart. But when you walk into that place, you just go, man, this place is old. All of the modern amenities of a stadium are not there. Yeah, you got the club seating at the bottom, but it's like a concrete dump just about with like that brown facade outside. And they got them, I don't want to call them stupid Panthers because they look nice. You got giant black Panthers outside because they are the Panthers. But the stadium could use some, some more than paint. And so now they're going to spend $800 million to go ahead and fix that thing up. And David Tepper is like, here's 150. That's all you get out of my $20 billion kitty. That sucks, okay? And I get it. Everybody in Charlotte is worried about the team. I don't know where the hell they would move. They certainly aren't moving to South Carolina. I know that's where they go ahead and have their practice facility. But everybody is so worried. Every city council, I don't know what is so difficult about states getting together. I know it's all politics and just saying, why the hell are we paying for stadiums with taxpayer dollars? Why can't this money go to teachers and firefighters and streetlights and potholes? Why do we gotta build the stadium when the guy who bought the stadium is worth $20 billion? Please tell me where the economic impact is. It's like, oh, my God, we had a game, and so somebody bought a $20 hot dog. Whoop-de-doo. That $20 hot dog probably doesn't even cover the hourly rate for the person working there. I mean, sheesh. I'm sorry. I'm sick of this. Hickey, if I ever quit this, I'm going on a crusade about stadiums. I am. I'm going to do it. I hate it. You know how many potholes I had to hit on the way over here today? You know how many?
A good amount? Four? Yeah,
here in Atlanta. No, a lot. Every step. Every step.
Thanks, Arthur Blank. Had to build that new Mercedes-Benz dome, huh?
Yeah, I got to look
at this. Retractable roof. Well, needed that roof.
It was 96 degrees outside right now. Well, not that it'd be 96 come September, so they don't necessarily need a roof. But it does help keep things year-round. I got to see how much money he chipped in. Arthur Blank is actually one of the good owners in the NFL. It just drives me nuts that we have these billionaires. And this is how you get rich, right? Don't spend your money, spend somebody else's. You got all these billionaires. And it's just like, here's two quarters, you put in the rest of the money. And nobody ever has like a clear idea how that money comes back outside of, well, we kept the stadium. And so mom and pop pizzeria is still open down the road. The gas station is still here. The parking attendant still has a job. Yes, we get that. But the overall city? Make the math math. Tell me how in a short amount of time, $800 million is being spent to build a stadium. There's not better things to use $800 million for in a city? Help. Help me, please. Congratulations to the Carolina Panthers for flim-flam in the public. That's a shame. Congratulations to the other Panthers for winning a title. They'll be spending their tax dollars on a parade this Friday. Now, Hickey, is it Friday or Saturday? Saturday?
Saturday.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of drunks. What is it going to be in, like, Fort Lauderdale or something?
Fort Lauderdale Beach.
That's a lot of drunks. Are the players going to make it? That's tough.
They started out strong, pulling an all-nighter. It's a good question.
Hey, good luck to the Florida Panthers. They got to wait until Saturday to have their parade. Crazy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break when we come back. Speaking of Atlanta, the Atlanta Hawks have the number one overall pick in this year's draft. And it appears that one of the top prospects does not want to come here to Atlanta. We'll talk about it on the other side. Plus, Panthers analyst Bill Lindsay. Don't move.
Do you feel like you're going through life clouded by doubt? Talk to California Psychics. Our trusted and accurate psychics are available 24/7. And we guarantee, if it's not life-changing, it's free. Download the app or connect with us at californiapsychics.com. Right now, new customers get 80% off their first reading. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need a brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.